good day to you, and welcome to Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Hit Show with yours truly, Landlord and Mike D. It's the great current gospel hits from the Bahamas, the Caribbean, and from all across America.
Staying at work, putting God first, yeah. Business. I'm protected by God, oh yeah. Ain't no weapon gonna ever prosper. I'm protected by God, oh yeah. Ain't no weapon gonna ever prosper. I'm protected by God, oh yeah. Ain't no weapon gonna ever prosper. I'm protected by God, oh yeah. I'm protected by God, oh yeah. I'm protected by God, oh yeah. Yeah, I'm protected. I'm a child of the king's genetics. You can try if you want, but I'm ready. Watch a demon get popped like confetti. When I call on my pop, it get heavy. 10:34, I know heaven get heavy. I'm never gonna fail, my God won't let me. When Jesus come back, it's gonna sound like a Emmy. It's gonna sound like a Emmy. But it ain't no Hellcat. He the God of the heaven and earth. Even when hell pass, his work can be stopped or be held back. He not the universe, he created it. Alpha Omega, which means he predated it. How could you pray to Satan, manipulating words? Watch what you saying, kid. Ain't no weapon gonna ever prosper. I'm protected by God, oh yeah. Ain't no weapon gonna ever prosper. I'm protected by God, oh yeah. Ain't no weapon gonna ever prosper. I'm protected by God, oh yeah. I'm protected by God, oh yeah. I'm protected by God, oh yeah.
I'm reading Isaiah, you're 54. You protected and riding with me, Lord. They talking down, but you condemn every tone that rise against me, Lord. 10,000 my fault, but it won't come near me. I'm shouting out Jesus, them demons gonna hear me. Told these days the will, he the one who gonna send me through the valley, eat a rod and the staff to protect me. Yeah, he's still protecting me. He's still protecting me. Gave me the power, he said I could step on the enemy. I step on the enemy. Tell Satan I ain't scared, he can save all his energy. Save all his energy. Cause he already lost, the battle is over, it's finished. My God got the victory, the victory.
Ain't no weapon gonna ever prosper. I'm protected by God, oh yeah. Ain't no weapon gonna ever prosper. I'm protected by God, oh yeah. Ain't no weapon gonna ever prosper. I'm protected by God, oh yeah. I'm protected by God, oh yeah. I'm protected by God, oh yeah.
That was our first Caribbean song for the week entitled Protected by the one and only Najee Dunn, straight from out of the Bahamas, man. You know, Najee has been singing and ministering through music for many years, and he is truly a gifted gospel hip-hop artist. And you know, he has had the opportunity to work with some amazing artists, and you can hear the growth and maturity and anointed in his sound. And that was his latest track entitled Protected, a very powerful song with a strong message reminding us that no matter what we face in life, God's covering is real and his protection is sure. Najee, keep using your gift, bro. Keep speaking life through your music and keep representing the kingdom. Much love, my brother. Keep up the great work, okay? And now, to my brother from another mother, can you please introduce our guest all the way from the U.S.?
We want to welcome a dynamic gospel artist who loves God and serves the Lord in so many ways, helping people and doing all kinds of things, ministering in his everyday walk with the Lord and pleasing the Almighty. Always refreshingly unique with his great, delightful music. He's just downright cool people too. The gifted Jermaine Dolly. Jermaine, welcome. How are you, brother?
What's going on, Mikey? I'm good, man. Good to be here. I'm really, really good.
Likewise, sir. Every day's a great day, man.
Hey, Jermaine, what's going on, brother? And welcome back to the Caribbean Urban American Gospel Lit Show. You know, Jermaine, you've managed to build a strong connection with the younger audiences also. What's your hope for this generation through your music? And how do you keep your sound fresh but grounded in the gospel?
How I keep my sound fresh in the gospel, Landlord, is that, You know, I just stay grounded in Christ. You know, I read my word. I have from 6 a.m. to 7, I have devotional time. Like, I listen to gospel music, I read my word, and I pray. Then I go on a walk from like 7 to 8. Let's still listen to gospel music, and I'm just constantly saying, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus.
Okay.
And just staying like just abrupt and just fresh in Jesus Christ. And whatever comes out of that, you know, I just pray for more anointing. When they see me, let them see you, regardless of who it is. Older people, younger people, middle-aged people, whatever the case may be, I just want people to see Christ. And when they see me or when they hear me. So, you know, that's how, like, you know, like my music saves up on that. And just getting the youth. You know, a lot of Jesus's, audience was the young people.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, in order to be appealing to young people, you got to be some kind of cool. So, you know, I don't do anything like out of compromise of being cool. I'm cool with, like, everybody in the hood, like, you know what I mean? If I came from that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But everybody sees the Jesus in me. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So the light that's in me, you know, I let my light shine bright. Let your light so shine that men might see your good works and glorify your Father which are in heaven.
Amen.
You know, so I just make sure my light is always bright, no matter where I am.
You know, Jermaine, thank you so much for sharing that. You know, it's very inspiring to see how you're staying grounded in Christ and letting your light shine everywhere and just keeping your sound so fresh and real. You're truly making a great impact, bro.
Jermaine, man, congratulations on your new song, man. Never Shall Forget. Man, the song makes you want to shout hallelujah when you're listening to it. Jesus, I shall never forget all you do for me. Amen to that. Tell us about your song, man.
So that song, you know, I didn't want to do that song.
Wow.
You know, it was something that I didn't write and something I didn't produce. Shout out to Sean Scales. He produced that song and wrote that song. But, you know, I was been in my prayer life and reading my word. And, you know, God gave me some other songs, stuff like that to sing and write, you know, especially for my last album. I had the music out since like 2017. So, you know, I'm thinking, like, you know, my writing has gotten a lot better. I got more in depth in my word. You know, I'm married now, so I'm hearing God differently. So, you know, I just want to put my own stuff out.
Mm-hmm.
So when my manager gave me the song, it was like, I don't want to talk about this. Like, this is something that, like, is like a typical topic to talk about. So I didn't like the song at first. And that was ego.
Mm-hmm.
That was ego, you know. And the Lord said, you know, do this song. This song is going to put you in a different place. And so, you know, I went to go record the song. And I didn't really get the verses. I didn't get the verses at all. I just had all the background vocals. I didn't even get, like the reference to the verses. And so I got there that day. So I went to the studio, and I'm doing the song, whatever case may be. And the song became a reminder to me.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Because, like, I'm like, yo, like, sometimes we forget what God has done for us. Sometimes we forget what Jesus has done in our lives. You know what I mean? And that song was a reminder for me. Like, you know, I was going through, like, a little tough time for me about when I was recording the song. And, you know, it's reminding, like, don't forget where God has brought you from. Don't forget what he done for you. And so the meaning behind that song, it takes a different meaning for me because I was actually living through a moment where I forgot what he's done for me. And all I needed was a reminder.
Mm-hmm.
And that song was my reminder, man.
Wow. Jermaine, thanks for reminding us how far God has brought you from, bro. Jermaine, there is a fan of yours all the way in Barbados in the Caribbean, and she has a question for you.
Hey, Jermaine Dolly, this is Keon Walters from Barbados. The question I have for you is, your music always has this joyful comedic twist, yet it carries powerful messages about faith. How did you develop this unique style, and why is humor so important in your ministry?
Okay, Ms. Walters, well, you know, for me, I like to show a different side of Christianity. To show, like, you know, like, I can still be accepted in pop culture without compromise. So comedy is what I use to bring people in. Because the Bible talks about how everyone will get a chance to know who Jesus Christ is. So I reel you in with comedy. When I bring you in with comedy, then I let you know who Jesus Christ is, and whether through song or through a message or however the case may be. Like, you know, somebody might think that church people is just anointed, or God speaking tongues, or you know, got to be a preacher or got to be a minister, an evangelist, or however it goes. I'm just showing that, you can be have committed belief and still win people to Christ. So that's why my music reflects that. And, like, you know, my music just very Bible-based. You know, I believe that, you know, you can go through personal experience. A lot of my songs are personal experience. A lot of my songs come from, you come from personal experience. Serve came from a personal experience. I Don't Want to Be Moses came from a personal experience. I'll Go came from a personal experience. Pull Us Through came from a personal experience. Waiting came from a personal experience. But all those personal experiences are backed by Bible. I think if we're going to do gospel music, I think that we should have something that's backed by Bible. We should present something that should be backed by Bible, and it's not just a personal opinion. You know, so that's why my music is so strongly, like you know, biblically sound, or like in that realm of gospel music.
Do you still post those comedy short videos online?
Oh, for sure. I definitely do comedy videos. Not as much as I used to, but for sure.
Well, bruh, I know you are busy, and there's one thing about time. It waits on no one. Jermaine, again, we congratulate you on your new song, Never Shall Forget. All the best with that and your ministry, brother. And we, of course, thank Jesus every day, and we shall never forget all he does for us. Thank you, Jesus. Jermaine, you keep keeping God first. We appreciate you, and thanks for joining us. Jermaine Dolly.
All right, y'all. I love y'all so much, Mike D and Landlord. I love y'all so very much, man. And to all the islands, all the Caribbean, everywhere, even in Africa, man, I love y'all so much. For you guys, for showing me so much love, and I appreciate you guys. Like, thank you so very much. Everybody out there in the islands, the Caribbean, thank y'all so much, especially in Africa. I thank y'all so much. I've been out there one time. I got to come back out there. Please, 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 please. I thank y'all so very much. Hear my heart, y'all. I love y'all so very much.
Jesus, I never forget what you done for me. How can I forget how you set me free? Jesus, I never forget how you brought me out. I never shall forget. I was just looking
back over my life.
Oh, yeah. Looking at all my wrongs.
But my Savior Jesus
made it right.
He saved my sin sick soul. My Jesus made me whole. And I want to know.
So, Jesus, I never forget.
Hello. Now some people doubt you, but I can live without you. He's so real, ask me how I know.
I tried.
Oh, he saved my sense. My Jesus made me whole. Oh, and no more love.
Jesus, I never forget.
Jesus, I never forget. What you done for me?
How
can I forget?
You set me free, yeah.
Never.
waking me up this morning. Started me on my way. So good. Enough for sure, sure. Enough for sure, I won't give. Enough for sure, I won't give. Yeah.
Jermaine Dolly knows how to take a song and make it his own. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Never Shall Forget is the latest from the ever-praising the Lord, Jermaine Dolly. After getting his big career start traveling everywhere for years, singing background vocals for none other than Ty Tribbett, Jermaine branched out on his solo music career. Years ago, Jermaine told me, before he had his big solo hit titled You, that he had some other music of his that he had put on a cassette tape. This was even after most everyone didn't even have a cassette player anymore. Jermaine said that he ran into gospel music extraordinaire Donnie McClurkin. Jermaine said he was like, all right, that's Donnie McClurkin. So Jermaine introduced himself to Donnie McClurkin and gave him a cassette of his music. Jermaine was all happy and smiling. This has got to be his big solo career break. Donnie McClurkin, wow, all right. Jermaine said Donnie McClurkin then said to him, what is this? Jermaine said, it's a tape of my music. I want you to listen to it and play it on the radio. Jermaine said Donnie McClurkin was saying stuff like, your music on a cassette? And this label you got on here, it looks so unprofessional. Donnie McClurkin listened to some of it and said, oh no, this sounds terrible. The production and everything sounds terrible and everything, and so on and so on. Donnie McClurkin told him, I'm not going to play that. You got to work on everything. Hone your craft and your production and make something worthwhile. After Donnie McClurkin left, Jermaine said he was calling Donnie McClurkin all kinds of haters and different stuff. Hater. After some days went by, Jermaine calmed down and said he got to thinking, wait a minute, maybe Donnie McClurkin was right. I got to do better. Jermaine said he worked on things for months, sharpened up his solo game, and finally came up with a song titled You. He sent it to Donnie McClurkin, and Donnie McClurkin was overjoyed and excited about the song. And immediately Donnie McClurkin started playing it, telling Jermaine what a good job he had done. As did countless others, the song You became Jermaine's breakout smash song. And Jermaine said he felt bad about him saying Donnie McClurkin was a hater. And Jermaine said he learned when someone is taking the time, giving you good sound advice, they're not hating on you. They just may be trying to help you. And we want to thank the multi-gifted Jermaine Dolly for hanging out with us on Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Hits. Landlord Jermaine Dolly has a unique, sincere, joyful way of praising the Lord in song.
Mike, Jermaine Dolly is truly a rare and gifted artist, and he has a special way of putting a smile on your face just through his music. And it's always a pleasure having him right here with us on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Lit Show. But coming up next is one of my latest songs entitled Let Peace Reign. Take a listen and be blessed.
We cry out, for the nations, for the children. Let peace, let peace reign. Bombs are falling, children crying, innocent caught in the line of fire. Ukraine is bleeding, hearts are bleeding, but your word says you're still the Messiah. Over Israel, over Gaza skies, we lift our prayers like incense.
eyes. No more hatred, no more lies. We need your truth to open eyes. Peace must reign in Jesus' name. From the rivers of Jordan to Ukraine, let love break chains and the pain. We call on heaven, send the rain. No more war, no more shame. Jah Prince of Peace, we praise your name. Oh, peace must reign. Let peace reign. Swords to plowshares, guns to grace. Only love can heal this place. Every tribe, every race, let mercy take violence place. Church, arise, shine your light. Stand for justice, stand for right. From the islands to the Middle East, we declare the reign of peace. Peace must reign in Jesus' name. From the streets to Kiev to Bethlehem, let hope proclaim God's still the same. Still the healer, still the lamb. No more war, no more shame. Jah Prince of Peace, we praise your name. Oh, peace must reign, let peace reign. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the sons of God. We're not soldiers of hate, we're soldiers of the cross. Stand still and see, let the Lion of Judah fight for peace.
Peace must reign in Jesus' name. In the trenches, on the plain, let worship rise above the flames. He's still the King who overcame. No more war, no more shame. Jah Prince of Peace, we praise your name. Oh, peace must reign, yeah. Let peace reign.
Rain. That's a song sung by and written by the one and only, the multi-gifted artist, our very own landlord. Good word, landlord. We got it, bro. You be singing that song, man. Great message, too. Landlord, I know your song, Let Peace Reign, is being played around the globe, even in Africa, bro.
Yeah, Mike. This song truly means a lot to me, and I'm deeply concerned about humanity, and it truly hurts to see innocent lives being lost every single day. Peace truly needs to reign not only in the Middle East, but also in Ukraine and in so many other parts of the world. And this song's come from a place of prayer and compassion, and I believe it's a message that the world needs right now by God's grace. Let Peace Reign was actually honored as Best Gospel Song of 2025 at the Zikomo African Awards in Tanzania this past November, and it's been doing really well across Africa, and I'm grateful that this message of peace is reaching hearts beyond borders. Real talk, man, you know? But anyway, Mike, we are at the end of the show once again. What word of encouragement do you have for us today?
Yeah, landlord, it's been said, time changes things, but you actually have to have the initiative and the good frame of mind to change things yourself.
Most definitely, Mike. You know, time doesn't change things. Fate, initiative, and the right mindset do. Great word, Mike. Well, at this time, we would love to thank the multi-award international gospel artist, Jermaine Dolly, for hanging out with us today on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Lit Show. And we would also love to thank you, our wonderful listeners, who takes the time to hang out and chill out with us every week. We appreciate you, and we look forward to you joining us next time on the number one radio station right here. This is yours truly, Landlord, and on the behalf of Mike D and everyone here, Thanks for being with us on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Lit Show. But coming up next, all the way from out of Trinidad and Tobago, she is 19 years old and already doing some big things. The young and gifted Alyssa Joseph is up next with her song entitled Revival. As the body of Christ, we truly need it. Check it out and be blessed. And remember, if you'd like to send us your music bio and picture, email us at kaigospel@gmail.com. That is kaigospel@gmail.com. We would really love to feature your music right here on the show. So until next time, God bless you and may His light continue to shine on you. God bless.
Turn the-